Welcome back to Offline. Today, I want to talk about the attention economy and how to step outside of it in a way that actually feels pretty fun. This is episode 2. If you missed the first one, it's got the whole premise of the series. I'm already going to assume you know why we're doing this, why we're trying to disconnect, get a little bit of our free thought back. And you probably know how gnarly the current algorithmic internet can make you feel, and you're just looking to disconnect a little bit more. This episode is kind of digital show and tell. I want to share a few simple devices that I use to enjoy some games and music and photos and notes without having to bring a feed into everything. But the devices, they're fun, and there's like a lot of nostalgia and aesthetically pleasing stuff to them, but they don't matter. Unless you make a choice, unless you make an effort, it requires self-control and discipline. Buying new gear and stuff will not change that. It can make it fun, and I think it is good to make it fun. That's great when you're trying to start a new habit, but just keep it in mind, like, I'm excited to show off some of these things, but it's really down to a choice. So first of all, what is the attention economy? You already probably know, but the attention economy refers to the incentives of advertising-driven companies, in particular, to maximize the time and attention their users give to a product. It's a great article title from Forbes, Lost in the Scroll, The Hidden Impact of the Attention Economy. And I love the little sub-headline. The attention economy is thriving at our expense. Diminishing focus, impacted opinions, damaging relationships. It's time to reshape it for the better. You already know what the attention economy is. Anything that is asking or begging for your attention without you offering it. Feeds, pings, streaks, login bonuses, autoplay, one more prompts. All of these things demand our time. Our current internet, our current business digital world, more time on the platform means more personalized ads served to you, which means more revenue for the platform. If any of you have ever left a social media service like Instagram or Facebook and you left notifications on, it is insane. They are straight up begging for you to come back. Facebook will even like just make up pings to get you to come back. You were mentioned in this post. No, you weren't. Like not even remotely close. They just need to build the habit to get you into the app. I learned just the other day, Notion, the note-taking app, literally sells your data to advertisers. I mean, the phrase is old and cliche, but it's pretty easy. If it's free, you are the product. So be careful. Now, I'm not about quitting the internet. I just want to make it work for me a little bit better. I want to choose what service gets a turn and when. The biggest goal, quieter time and clearer first impressions. Not about being fully disconnected or isolated. And thus, we get to the premise that I think a lot of people are arriving at. You need to make your tech work for you better, and the first place to start typically is your phone and the devices that you actually use. Now, our phones are incredible. If you've got a smartphone, it's insane. Not only do you have access to the entire internet, but all of the entertainment and the music and the stuff that you could ever want is right there. But it's also now completely designed to just be an addiction to lock you in for time. And all of the apps are fighting with each other just to get your attention. And so, huge wave of millennials and Gen Z and even Gen X who are going back to older analog devices, who are getting rid of their smartphone, going to a dumb phone, or making their phone less fun. And here's the truth of it. The retro analog vibe is super fun, but it's totally empty without the decision that you make to scroll less, to spend less time on these attention economy services. Look, your phone can do 90% of the stuff I'm going to highlight on these devices. But some of these devices and tools can make the choice easier and a little bit more fun. Look, all the cool gear in the world won't help if you don't decide to set the phone down. So why don't we just hop in and talk about a few of these devices, all right? What is good, everyone? And now to the digital show and tell portion of this video where I just get to show off a bunch of my favorite stuff right now. This is my PSP 1000. I love this handheld. I highly recommend it. Look, it even has SSX on it, which I didn't even know was a thing until recently. So you can bet I'm just going to be playing this now a lot. I think handhelds are a really awesome way to avoid streaming, especially older handhelds like these. My new 2DS is in the other room. That is like the ultimate amazing super handheld, but the prices have just gotten ridiculous here lately. And so it's hard for me to recommend when they are like literally the same price as when they were new. And that's all because like YouTube trends have made it that way. So let me quickly show you this. I know I kind of mock from time to time, like the videos that go handhelds changed my life, all that stuff, but they really can, especially if you are having trouble like unhooking from the internet. These things are super great. And what's nice about it is these are still relatively affordable. You can play the entire like PS1 library for the most part. PSP support is great. Collecting for the system is really affordable. And so all of my discs, you can very easily back up on this thing. And I've got my full library here. It's a super simple system to do that with. And so I've got my PS1 games here. Great way to play Final Fantasy VII. Even like, check this out, Tactics. I know the Evilise one just came out, but like they've got great versions of so many games. It's a little bent right here where the UMD thingy is, but this is such a sick system and it is so fun and you're not going to get notifications. And one of the reasons I like the older handhelds, like I love the 2DS, don't get me wrong. It has native GBA support, native DS support, and the game library is insane. But games that are built with handheld in mind, Steam Decks are amazing. Like play wherever you want, who cares? But there is something really nice about games that were designed with like 15-minute sessions. And the PSP is like 100% kind of king of that. Like I have to force myself to really like try and use it, like spend 10, 15 minutes on a lunch break or whatever to play it. And every time I do, I'm grateful because it's just easier. It's lower friction to be like, oh, I'll just throw a YouTube video on and consume. But I do think handhelds are pretty sick. Okay, music stuff is next. It's actually pretty bright. So let me stop down the camera just a tiny bit here. Okay, the nostalgic darling of the internet these days is the good old iPod. This is my original iPod I had when I was younger, one of them. And last year I worked hard to restore it through an SD card mod into it, got new batteries, all that stuff. And no matter what I did, it just is pretty buggy. That's why I've got the battery fully discharged right now. And these are amazing, but they're not worth the price. Like everybody got so hyped on the nostalgia with the videos that now people are spending like $200-$300 for these things. And yes, if you're like super committed to the vibes, they are sick. They're fun to navigate, all that stuff. But one of these works just as well. This is like a $30 little MP3 player you can get over on Amazon. And it's rad. It's pretty easy to use in a lot of ways. Like, let me see if I can go back to the main menu. It just has music. You've got an FM radio on this thing. Sorry, I can zoom it in actually so you can see just a little bit better. You got an FM radio. You got folder structures. It has Bluetooth. It's got a little voice recorder. It has a tiny speaker, all that stuff. And you can put ebooks and pictures on it. The point of it is, like, if you're after a good little MP3 player, this thing's great. You've got a headphone jack. You've got Bluetooth, like I mentioned. And this just connects to any computer. You don't have to mess with the Apple ecosystem of iTunes and all that stuff. And I bring up music and I threw some CDs back here just because I've been buying a bunch of physical CDs. You can get them on eBay from Goodwills all over the place and they'll ship them for dirt cheap. And they're usually like $3 or $4. And the nice part about, you know, rebuilding a music collection and not relying on streaming is you get to be really intentional. And especially with a CD, if you throw this in your car or if you listen start to finish or your collection's like really intentional, you may end up listening start to finish through stuff that you wouldn't have otherwise. And so I highly recommend, if you're getting into this kind of offline movement, start listening to music you own, not streaming service stuff, not algorithmically recommended stuff. Or if you like that, do it. Who cares? Like, do what fits you. I'm just saying, I'll leave a link to it in the video description, but this thing for $30 is ridiculous. And you have like expandable storage. I could throw in a micro SD card slot and it would be just fine. Note taking. I'm not very good with notes, to be honest with you. It's pretty cranked up. I don't know. These are notes for this video. I like typing a whole lot more than a notebook, and because I'm faster with it. Also, shout out to Epos. He recommended this cool Keychron keyboard with some lovely brown switches. Here, let's throw up Notepad. I love hearing the typing sounds. This is sound keyboard typing in action because it's a lot faster to type for Dragoon. The end. But I have heard, and I remember when I was in college being told, like, hey, a notebook is a better way to learn. Like, your brain, when you take the time to actually physically write stuff down, your brain remembers stuff better, learns things better. So I'm trying. I will say this, with digital writing, I'm in a unique spot where I think it's LibreOffice, which is the free office solution. It's basically like Microsoft Office, but you don't pay a subscription. It's all open source, does everything you need. But I'm trying to get away from the cloud solutions with my data stored on somebody else's server. I know that's funny on a YouTube video to say avoid the big G, but I kind of am. I'm tired of giving up all of my data so that I can be better targeted by these advertisers and data sold to these data brokers. And I'm not at the point where it's like, oh, well, you have your Jellyfin server. You could, you know, create your own cloud solution. And I don't know. That seems awfully complicated. I think whatever gets you taking notes quickly, easily, and then just save it and, I don't know, like, send it to yourself. I've heard Proton Drive is pretty good. And they're great about privacy and all that stuff. So notes I'm still learning on. And we have this lovely thing here because I like photography. I got this right as I was, is it going to focus? Do I need to, like, zoom it out just a little bit more? This is a Canon PowerShot, right? SD1100IS. Super sick little camera. It's got all the retro vibes and aesthetics that you would hope to find. Oh yeah, check out the desk. That, yeah. It's pretty nice taking photos that don't look like iPhone photos. The camera I use, I think it's an A5100. I'm filming with it right now, so I can't show you, but this is pretty easy to throw in a bag, take pictures, and yeah, if you're about the vibes and the aesthetic, it's weird because the stuff that I grew up with now is becoming an aesthetic and a vibe that people want, which is cool, I guess. It feels a little weird, but getting an actual camera and, I mean, here's, I guess, all I'm trying to say with all this stuff, dude. These don't talk to the internet. I mean, this one does if you have a really old router, but these are not connected to the attention economy. These are not tied into it. This does not send me notifications saying you need to write more. This does not say check out your latest photo. This does not tell me about updates or patches or anything. They all just do the thing, and they do the thing without being hooked into the garbage attention economy. And I think that's kind of the point of all this. Do you need stuff to do this? No. If you have a phone, you can make your phone do all of this. It really is down to like a self-control thing. But I think it's important, like, if you want to try and make this more fun, that's like pretty key. And that's all I'm trying to say is make it as fun as possible. All right. I think the smartphone is great. I don't want a dumb phone. I like what this offers and what it can do. But about a year ago, I did put some effort into making it quite a bit more boring. I've never been super locked into social media stuff. I've never actually had that much of a challenge with it. But what I will say is, I've made it a lot easier to not pick this thing up. So I have no social media anymore. Twitter was the last straw. After the Halo Campaign Evolved reveal, I decided it was time to delete the app, and I did. And it's been kind of nice. And so if you don't have any social media stuff, it's fairly easy to not pick up and scroll. Or if I do, I'm going to go and read a website that I like. Push Square is a like PlayStation-related blog, and I'll go and I'll look and I'll read over there. But I have a pretty minimal home screen. You can make everything black and white on your phone. It's amazing how color theory plays into engagement UX or engagement user experience. They've got all these tricks. They know all the little bright colors to draw us in. So anyway, I have just a normal dark wallpaper that has no picture on it. And trying to make the phone as boring as possible, but again, none of it really matters unless I choose not to pick it up. A good way to start is maybe take one day of the week and just say offline day. Maybe it's Sunday. And just, if you're going to watch a show, watch a show. Don't have the phone nearby. When I started doing this, I realized how often I just reach for the phone. It was like every commercial break. Anytime I got bored, I would just reach for it. Once you start noticing that, I think it's easier to build some momentum to stop using it as much. or you may enjoy using it. It doesn't matter. This whole series is about you doing you. Just make sure you're having fun doing it and leaving enough space for you to be able to think. I bought a real watch a few weeks ago, like an old Casio F91W. It's like a $20 watch. You've definitely seen the watch before. It's lovely. It's so nice to be able to just look at that for the time and not open the home screen and accidentally see a work email notification or a text message or something like that. I worked really hard to build a notification like focus system so that I don't see work emails outside of the hours that I absolutely have to. Nothing is worse than waking up 2-3 in the morning, you look at your phone and there's like a red alert work email, and then your whole night is shot. I hate that. That would happen to me so often. But I built a focus mode that basically says outside of work hours, I am not going to see those notifications. They do not have a right to just interrupt my day or my night. And I think you can apply that same logic to any of these other services or things that you may be trying to step away from. I am trying to keep the phone away from me when I sleep and trying to not watch as much on it. I love watching YouTube right before bed or watching like The Office on my Jellyfin server. But I know it's better to have that slow wind down time. So I've ordered The Hobbit, one of my favorite books of all time. I'm going to start reading that and trying to keep the phone across the room at night using a real alarm clock, that watch next to the bed instead of the phone. If there's only one takeaway from this entire video, when you start your day, try not to look at your phone for the first 30 minutes of the day. Try not to. Just do something else. Read, work out, make your coffee, have some kind of ritual. But stay away from the news, stay away from the feeds. Do not let it control the emotional start of your day. Because for me, it's so easy to read something and get completely obsessed with it. I'm trying really hard to batch when I check stuff. Pick a time when you're going to sit down, check email, check comments on a video, that kind of thing. Don't just do it in the gaps of the day. We're all filling every little pocket of boredom with all the things that we can check thinking it's productivity, but it's not. You need the quiet times in order to have a deep thought, in order for your brain to rest. It's the same idea as an athlete. You cannot just run as hard as possible forever. When you train, you will burn out. You will be exhausted. We don't treat our brain the same way. We just go, 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 go. Hustle culture, go, 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 go. Your brain is the same thing. It needs the downtime, the rest time, just as much as it needs the go time. Now, here's the ultimate thing. All these devices are cool, but I regularly will just fall into the loop of, I'll just watch a video. I'll pull up YouTube. I'll look at the homepage. I'll just scroll, you know, and see if this, something looks cool. And guess what? There's always videos that look cool. And I end up opening like 6 or 7 tabs and I still don't feel focused, or I'll get 3 or 4 minutes into a video like this one, right? And then start looking at the sidebar and what do you know? There's all these really cool videos there that I want to go look at. And I'm exhausted and I'm losing the ability to focus as well as I know that I should. And like I said, none of the devices matter unless you're going to make a real choice to use them. And when I have made the choice, it doesn't make everything magically all better, but you can start to hear yourself think just a little bit more. And that's kind of the whole point of this series. So I would say if any of this resonated, just try and pick maybe one small thing from this video. Try it out. Don't go out and buy all the aesthetic stuff. You don't need to buy stuff to make this happen. And if you are going to buy something, just buy a notebook, okay? Notebook and a pen and call it a day. Or buy a wristwatch. That is also super cool. That's enough. That's the best place to start. Give me your suggestions, your ideas, all of it down below. Thanks for watching. Thanks for the support on this series. All of the episodes will be linked in the playlist down below. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you again very soon.